This episode is brought to you by Mightier. Mightier is a biofeedback-based video game platform that teaches kids to emotionally self-regulate. This leads to a significant reduction in meltdowns and parental stress. It's backed by science out of Harvard Medical and Boston Children's and has helped over 100,000 kids. For more information, visit theautismdad.com/mightier. That's theautismdad.com/MIGHTIER and use the code theautismdad22 to save 10%. Welcome to the Autism Dad Podcast. I'm Rob Gorski. For the past 7 seasons, this podcast has provided parents with education, community, resources, and validation. This season, you'll hear from parents just like you, as well as my own kids, who will offer their unique perspectives on what it's like for them to navigate the world as young autistic people. You can subscribe on any one of your favorite podcast listening apps, and for more information, to be a guest or a sponsor, please visit theautismdad.link. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. My name is Rob Gorski, and this is the Autism Dad Podcast. I've got a great episode for you guys today. I'm really focused right now on this whole transition to adulthood thing. I have 2 kids who are now adults, and they're building their own independent lives. And today I sat down with my oldest son, Gavin. He's 24, and he's autistic, and he is currently neck deep in his whole transition to adulthood. So we've talked about job training and getting his first job and kind of planning out for his future, but we've just started touring group homes, and a group home is something that he wants to do. And we're going to sit down today and talk about what that process has been like for him and what it feels like to tour a house for the first time, what his expectations are, what he wants out of this whole process. And it's really, really insightful. So again, thank you guys for taking the time to tune in. I really appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy the interview. I'm not trying to make it complicated, Gavin.
And yet here we are.
All right, so we're back this week, and today I'm sitting down with my 24-year-old autistic son, Gavin.
Yeah.
So, how you doing, Gavin?
I'm doing all right, as well as I can be.
Good. So, you've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
You've got your job and your day service and all that stuff, and now you're looking at moving out.
Yes.
So, what is it that you're looking for?
I'm just looking for a group home where I can live with like 1 or 2 people. That's in Canton, so I can still have like my drivers pick me up and take me to work and take me back from work, you know, and stuff like that.
So what do you want it to look like? Do you have a vision of what the house looks like, or what do you see for yourself?
As long as the house is nice and it has a, I'm not looking for anything like big. I'm more of looking in terms of size. I'm looking for what we kind of have like right now.
Okay. You want your own room?
I want my own room.
Okay.
And I'm not that picky with it. I just want it to be a good house, is up to date, that isn't like falling apart in some areas, and just, I can have my own room and I can have some people that have some interest in me and I can get along with.
Okay. What are some things that you think might be red flags? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are some things that you want to avoid?
I want to avoid unhygienic situations. So like health stuff that could be proven to be a big health risk for me.
Okay, so for those who don't know, you're immunocompromised.
Yes.
You do IVIG infusions.
Twice a week.
Twice a week to give you a functional immune system.
Yes.
So you're talking about needing to be careful about your health.
Yes.
Okay. That's smart.
Yeah. I didn't really take that into account in the beginning because personally I was taking like one thing at a time. I wasn't thinking too much about it.
So we did tour your first group home.
Yeah.
What do you think, without going into details about specific things, how did you feel about that process? Like, what was that like for you?
Incredibly nerve-wracking. I was nervous throughout the entire time. And it was more about, because when I'm around people that I don't know and who don't know me, especially in like public, I am extremely, extremely cautious on what I say and how I say it. And that can really get my nerves up incredibly high to the point where I'm just trying to say what I'm thinking in very few words.
Okay.
You know?
So you didn't really know what to say?
I didn't really know what to say. I didn't really do. And that's, I'm going to be like that regardless of what happens. I was actually like that when I first started my job.
Mm-hmm. You had to warm up.
I had to warm up. But I was incredibly nervous because I was actually really nervous. I was going to say something that was unintentionally going to
not be good.
Upset someone, you know?
Yeah, I can understand that. So when we toured this place.
Yeah.
You know, we met the staff member that was there.
Yes.
And you met who would potentially be your roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed us around the house.
Yeah.
And we got to ask some questions about rent and how much things cost.
Yeah.
And things like that. So there's a budget because this is all like out of pocket.
Yeah.
Right? So you're going to be funding majority of this through your job. Like
yeah.
Working. Just like anybody else.
Yeah. And I will also be putting some of that funds into my YouTube channel that I'm going to be working on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about just working on getting the equipment to get that off the ground sometime around Christmas, probably around my birthday next year or something like that.
Okay.
Because if I recall correctly and take with a grain of salt, because I could be remembering it wrong, I think I do get a birthday check at work.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
Because we also get like a Christmas check around Christmas time.
Oh.
I got that last year.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So
it's like a Christmas bonus.
It's like a Christmas bonus.
Nice.
It's not part of my main check. And it's just
a bonus.
It's just a bonus.
Nice.
Something along those lines.
You do have some SSI still coming in to supplement.
Yeah.
Right? But the more that you're making on your own, the less SSI you're going to have. And eventually, I think you're going to reach a point where it's just going to probably drop off.
Yeah. And that's another reason why I want to get my YouTube channel going. To kind of like...
to have a side hustle.
But also to have a safety net in case something happens down the...
Just watch your arm.
Yeah, in case something happens down the road.
Okay.
With my job.
Yeah.
You know, my YouTube channel is not just a passion project. It's also a bit of a safety net for myself.
Okay. Okay. So what is your YouTube channel going to be about?
It's basically going to be me playing video games every week. I'll put out four or five games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll ask my audience, my community, what game out of the four or five, do you want to see me play in the future? Because I'm going to be doing like Let's Plays.
Okay.
I'm not going to be doing like walkthroughs or anything because a lot of the games I'm going to be playing have had walkthroughs made to them.
Mm-hmm.
To heck and back. They have so many walkthroughs about them that gotcha. I don't want to oversaturate.
Gotcha.
But it's just going to be like a place where I'll have chat running, and it's just going to be a place where I can relax, my audience can relax. We just push the real world problems to the side and just have a nice, fun, chill time.
Okay. So we have to prioritize things first, right?
Yes.
So the priority is finding a place to live that you can afford.
Yes.
And making sure that you're managing your money. We're learning that. And you're even working a little bit more now than what you were before. So you're working 4 days.
Yeah.
A lot more often.
I was trying to go back to that for a while, but I couldn't because this was just after Christmas.
Yeah. So the shifts weren't available.
Because we weren't getting as much stuff after Christmas. So it took a little while, but yeah.
Okay. So that's good. So you want to move out. We got to find a place that's a good fit for you with roommates that share similar interests and all of that stuff.
I am also thinking about, for my YouTube channel, including my roommates in it, like having some multiplayer stuff like Mario Kart Mario Party.
We'd have to make sure that they're okay with that.
Yeah, of course I would ask them. But it's also a bit of an idea that I've came up with as well. Also, which is it'll also probably end up with some unapologetically hilarious shenanigans.
Oh, well, who doesn't like shenanigans, Gavin?
No one. Like, everyone just wants to have a good laugh every now and then. And yeah. Honestly, I'm just imagining the unpredictable, chaotic shenanigans that could come out of that.
Okay.
You know? But yeah, my main priority is moving out, putting some money to the side while still having enough to get my groceries and mm-hmm. pay the bills, and just getting the equipment I need to make this work.
Okay. And you're realistic about it. You realize like you have to, it's going to take some time to build some of that stuff up.
It's going to take some time. Yeah. Yeah. Right now, it's just in terms of the equipment, I'm debating on what to get first. Do I get the equipment to actually make the videos first? Do I get like the stuff I'm going to be making the videos about first? Before the equipment, you know, because I guess I could do like any of that. Like, for starters, I can do like get the equipment I need to make the videos and just start small with like mobile games and use that to kind of like get it off the ground. And then as I'm making a little bit extra money off of that, I can use that to push towards like bigger things like console games or
okay.
even games on Steam. I could do that for a while as I'm working towards that.
So what kind of equipment do you need for these shenanigans?
Videos. And that's the shenanigans only going to come with
equipment. What kind of equipment do you need?
A microphone for starters.
Okay.
I'm thinking about getting a gaming PC.
You'd have to do that if you're going to do Steam games, yeah.
Yeah. I need a camera, and I'm not gonna get like high end state of the art kind of stuff. I'm just gonna get
what you need,
what I need.
Okay,
you know, I'm gonna get stuff that provides the essential function that I need to make these videos, and you know, build up from there. And maybe at some point or another, I'll upgrade to a more state of the art thing.
There you go. I think that sounds great.
I just start off small. I don't want to pour all this money into this channel only to fail.
Right.
I want to take it small and then build up from it.
Okay. But you're very focused on that part of it.
Yeah.
But in order, like, you have to find a place to live first.
Yes.
Have to make sure that you can afford living there. All of that stuff. And then this is something that you want to do on the side.
Yes.
And build it up a little bit over time. But work has to be the priority.
Oh, yes. Work is always priority.
Okay.
Like I'm not concerned about work. I'm not concerned about work. And if I'm doing my job, I know I'm doing my job.
Oh. Okay. I got you. Okay. So I guess what I was saying was like, you know, you have to, until your channel reaches a point where you can, you know, maybe you're making enough money that you don't have to work your other job. Like you have to, your other job, your main job has to be the priority before your side hustle.
Yes.
Right.
And even if I'm making more money off my YouTube channel than my actual job, I'm still going to do my actual job.
Well, because there you go.
I enjoy my actual job. The small little interactions I have with customers, they're so unpredictable. Like not every interaction with the customer is the same. It's so unpredictable and so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just refreshing to have.
You get the people for a little bit.
I also just get to meet different kinds of people with different personalities and different, just everything. It's just, it's so much fun.
Okay.
And I love it for it.
Cool.
I can never sacrifice that for something that, even if I am making more money off of it,
Okay.
It cannot replace those small little interactions, because it's the small things that just are really special and really stick with me.
Okay.
I can never sacrifice that for the sake of more money.
Okay. Well, I think that's great. Do you have any advice for people your age who are maybe looking to move out and find a group home or an apartment or something? Like, are there a couple of things that you've learned in this process that might be able to help somebody else?
Don't be afraid to be nitpicky every now and then. Something along those lines. I'm not sure how to go about advice. When it comes to advice like this, when I'm still new to the whole process, I'm the worst person to ask for advice.
Well, no, but that's good advice, Gavin. Don't be nitpicky. And just for context, because I know what you mean, You're talking about, like, don't jump at the first thing.
Yeah.
Because you just think, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to say no. This isn't a good fit.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's why. Yeah.
Well, because the first place that we went to is probably not going to be a good fit.
Probably not, but is an option.
Yes, and we're going to interview with more providers, and we're going to tour more houses until we find the one that's the best fit for you.
Yeah, I think we've still got like 6 more providers to look at.
I mean, I have a bunch of meetings on Friday.
Yeah.
So there's meetings that are going to be set up, and it's tough with your work schedule. So
yeah.
I'm going to be interviewing to kind of streamline the process for you. I'm going to sit down with the providers and kind of go through based on what I know you want.
Yeah.
And then weed out the ones that aren't a good fit. And then we can go tour the houses
that peak our
interest. That way it's not interfering with your work schedule.
Yeah.
And I can just jump on these meetings, you know,
pretty quick,
and they only take like 10 minutes.
They only take like 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, we can weed out the ones that aren't good fits right off the bat a lot of times, and then we can just focus on the ones.
I like the idea.
Yeah, that way we're kind of killing two birds with one stone, right?
Yes.
You can get your stuff done, and I can set up appointments for us to go tour houses.
Even if the first place we toured was like the best of the best, I still was not going to pick it as like the one I could move into. I always like, I at the moment we started this process, I wanted to evaluate all of my options.
Yeah.
Before I came to a clear decision, because A, it's the most responsible thing to do, and B, this also gives me some time to double test and triple test my current shopping method,
like your budget for
my budget thing. You know, if I need to make adjustments to it, I can make adjustments to it, etc., etc. So far it is working, and that's only because this time we didn't have any unexpected expenses that I needed to take care of first. You know, because first time I was testing out this model, I had to get new clothes and then my phone.
Yeah.
And it's just like, now I'm finally in a position where I don't have any surprise expenses I need to take care of. I'm actually able to test it out thoroughly.
Okay.
And for the most part, for the first 2 weeks that I've tested it, it's working. But that's not mean it's going to be the end all be all.
Right. You'll have to make adjustments.
Adjustments, but for the most part, it's working. I'm actually getting essentials. I'm actually going shopping tomorrow.
Yeah.
And basically what I do is I just focus on getting essentials.
And what are you going to do before you go shopping?
Work.
No. What's the rule?
Oh, yeah. Check the fridge and freezer.
Yeah, to make sure there's room for you to bring your stuff home. Because that has been a little bit of a frustration, is you try to bring stuff home for the freezer and there's no room in the freezer. So we just have to, it's a good habit to get into to just make sure that there's space for you to bring home extra stuff. Yeah. So outside of that, I think we got a good thing going, and it's just a matter of going through the process and checking out your options and picking out what's best.
Yeah.
Cool.
And if I recall correctly, I think my SSA said this, and I think all of the providers we've checked out so far said this, once I find the place I want to move into, I don't have to, I can move into like whenever.
Well, I mean, you can't wait forever because you want to fill the spot, but
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably want I think you said you wanted to wait till like the beginning of the month.
Well, it also depends on when we find the perfect one.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a plan and we're going to make it work.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to have this conversation and for helping people understand what this journey is like. And we'll keep you guys posted.
This journey is an experience, to say the least.
Nice. Well, and sharing it, it's letting other people learn from your experience so they can know what to do, and it helps them to navigate their own journey. So I think it's great that you're doing this, and I really appreciate your time, Gavin. Thank you.
Yeah.
Before we go, I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you so much for taking the time to tune in and for all the support you guys have shown me over the last 7 seasons. I am so grateful and appreciative of each and every one of you. If you have found this useful or you just enjoyed listening, if you wouldn't mind taking a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever app you're listening to this on, or share it with your friends or whatever, it's a great way to support the show. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You guys can reach me at theautismdad.link. That's theautismdad.link. And we'll talk soon. Thanks. Bye.